Microplastics accumulating in our bodies, wildlife choking on our trash, and garbage patches 3 times the size of France floating in our oceans. These are just some of the consequences of the estimated 2 billion tons of trash that we, the world's population, produce each year. Sadly, with rapid population growth and urbanization, the World Bank predicts annual waste generation will actually increase by 73% from 2020 levels to 3.88 billion tons in 2050. But there are people trying to fight this trend. And although Czechia may be a small country, it's also trying to do its part to change people's habits and combat the ever-mounting garbage disposal problem facing the planet. Vladimír Student and his brother Jiří, who together run the Prague-based non-profit Czech Environmental Management Centre, which aims to promote corporate social responsibility and reduce the impact of business activities on the environment and human health, organised the event.
The conference is the only one of its kind in Czechia. We're able to hold it thanks to our many partners who support the conference financially and also by giving presentations about how they support reuse of their products so they don't end up on the rubbish heap or in the incinerator, but rather continue to serve and be useful to people.
The conference therefore serves firstly as a way of getting people to hear about the topic of waste prevention and giving it more airtime, and secondly as a space for people and companies to share their own real-life experiences of how they reduced waste as inspiration for others, along with practical tips on how to do the same. Vladimír says his vision is a world where businesses take care of the entire life cycle of their products from beginning to end.
Samozřejmě to nejdůležitější je předcházet vzniku odpadu.
The most important thing is to avoid creating waste in the first place. In an ideal world, products will be created in such a way that at the end of their life cycle, there wouldn't be any waste left over, but rather it could be reused as raw material for making a different product. Of course, we'll never get rid of waste completely, but we still have a lot more ways we could reduce it.
One way of reducing waste is by reusing materials, for example, plastic. This was illustrated at the conference by Jiří Hudeček, CEO and owner of Arpet in Waste.
We are buying flakes. Flakes are made from used bottles. These bottles are crushed, washed, and then these flakes are very clean, PET. And this material we reprocess. We do regranulate, which is similar to the virgin. And this material is again used to produce preforms and then blow the bottles and again and again. The PET is a material which can be sort of recycled forever, I would say. It's not forever, but for a very, very long time if you treat it well.
Although the company itself is Czech, interestingly, the plastic it recycles mostly comes from other countries. This is largely because there is no deposit return system on plastic bottles in Czechia as there is in some other countries, so people don't have as much incentive to recycle them.
The material we're buying from different producers, we're buying, of course, from Czech Republic, but we are sourcing the material from, let's say, Latvia, from Slovakia, where is the deposit return system. We buy the flakes from Romania, from neighborhood countries. Of course, we are aiming to source from Czech Republic, but there is still not as much material as we would need.
However, Hudeček is hopeful that this may change in the future.
The ministry said that by the end of 25, it should be implemented, the deposit return system. Of course, there's lots of discussions, yes or no, but the ministry said this is, there's no question is whether it's yes or no, but the question is about the parameters and how it works. So I believe by the end of 2025, we will have the deposit return system.
Other talks focused on incentives for getting people to sort their waste more and better. For example, Lucia Vesela's presentation from Brno's Mendel University focused on food waste, and with good reason. By one estimate, food waste makes up to 38% of total household rubbish. Reducing that figure would therefore go a long way to reducing household waste in general. Lucia says that Czechs want to sort their food waste, but there are barriers to them doing so.
Já si myslím, že opravdu, pokud se podíváme na připravenost českého spotřebitele na...
If we look at the willingness of Czech consumers to sort their food waste, we see they really are very willing. More than 80% of people would like to sort their food waste. But of those 80%, around half still don't have anywhere to do so. This is one of the main barriers.
While some presentations focus on how to incentivize people to sort their waste better and recycle more, the fact is that some people still don't throw their rubbish in a regular bin, let alone a recycling container. Littering is still a major problem, and for that, a different solution is needed, a good old litter-picking campaign. Miroslav Kubasek runs an initiative called Uklidme Česko, or Let's Clean Up the Czech Republic, which organizes regular volunteer cleanups around the country.
Our key partners are local organizers. This person selected the places which will be cleaned up and organize this cleanup, and we support them with several ways. The first one is with some knowledge how to organize it, what is necessary to do, how to manage collected waste and so on. And the second part of our support is our webpage, interactive map of cleanups, for communication between organizers and also for communication between organizers and volunteers. And the third part, how we support them, is the material itself. We send them packages. They contain bags and gloves.
Kubasek says that cleanups can be held any day of the year, but there are 2 days in particular when his organization tries to promote nationwide mass cleanups.
The first one in the spring in Czech Republic, and the second date is in September. We are part of initiative World Cleanup Day, which is national big initiative, the biggest volunteer initiative in the world. And it's held the third Saturday in September.
Since the initiative was founded, it has grown massively in popularity.
We started in 2014 with approximately 6,000 volunteers in the cleanups. And today we have a 10th year anniversary. And we expected this year approximately 220,000-230,000 volunteers that participated on these cleanups this year.
However, although clearing up litter certainly beautifies people's natural surroundings and prevents animals and birds from ingesting our waste, it doesn't necessarily solve the problem of where all that rubbish should go, says Kubasek.
The collected waste have to be managed in the right way. It end on, let's say, on landfills or incineration plants or something like this. But we try to instruct organizers to select the waste and this selected waste go to the recycled plants and so on. We try to separate it if it makes sense, because if the waste is in the nature for a long time, in some cases it's not possible to recycle it.
While it's clear that there is still a long way to go in terms of reducing waste, and that companies are really just in their infancy of thinking about product life cycles, what materials they use, and what those materials can be used for once the product is no longer serving its original purpose, at least some are heading in the right direction. Although it's pretty easy to be cynical about how much good corporate social responsibility really does and how much of it is greenwashing, Vladimir Student, one half of the brotherly duo who organized the conference, says that companies actually have a very big incentive to try to reduce their waste.
Co si budeme povídat, odpady, to znamená peníze.
Rubbish costs money, so it makes financial sense. If you want to reduce costs, you have to reduce your waste.
Náklady, čili minimalizovat i odpady.